Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Give you one other weather update here on this lovely, lovely Thursday. That's brought to us by our friends over at Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Currently in Miami, it is 88 degrees. Hot. Sunny. Lovely. Lovely day ahead. But stay hydrated, champ. Got to stay hydrated, champ. Got to get water when you're in Miami. Crazy.
Who said that again?
It was Floyd Mayweather's hype man.
Yeah, that's right.
It was Floyd Mayweather said, drank water, and he just said to his adoring people in front of him, got to get water when you're in Miami. And then his lackey behind him, he goes, got to stay hydrated, champ. What? Oh, man. Headline.
In some kind of way, Tobin is always in the middle of that.
Well, that was when he got mad at me because I was trying to sneak my way to get some more questions to Floyd Mayweather. And reminder that the last time I had spoken with him, I was the last question before Jake Paul came over and started a gotcha hat brawl. And I think he recognized the mic flag. And so I asked him a question, you know, generally it was a softball. Like, hey, how you feeling? And then he just turned around and started talking to Telemundo. And the guy who said, stay hydrated, goes, he ain't talking to you. I was like, Jesus.
Mike, that's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing, Jennifer, at the Versace mansion.
You got kicked out of the Versace mansion.
I wasn't kicked out. But
are you shocked?
Basically.
Are you shocked, though, Tobin?
I didn't have any ill will.
Mm-hmm. You don't?
You never do.
But you are you shocked how people could have that reaction to you when every time something happens, you're around?
Never thought about it like that. I mean,
they don't see names. They just see faces. And they go, hey, champ, it's that guy again.
He's back.
You hydrated, champ. It's that rebel rouser. I don't mean to be a rebel rouser.
Oh,
I really?
Really
don't. I mean, you know.
Why do you pump your fist when a fighter cusses on the radio?
It's entertainment, baby. People love it.
Okay, Loki.
They can't even hear it, people.
Well, on video they can.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear it.
On podcast.
And I always know when it's coming. Because, first of all, if you know the backstories, you know when Tobin goes there, it's going to get a little testy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got one of the nicest guys in the fight game to cuss.
That was because of the Saints game, though, dude. It wasn't my fault.
I know.
I didn't realize that he was still reeling from the loss, but apparently he was.
Yup.
So I apologize to Daniel Cormier for the silly sauce. I got a little too close to the silly sauce sun, you know? Who was the one who did that? Was that Icarus?
Yes.
Yeah, I was the Icarus of radio. I apologize. I know, Date South, I'm Thickerus. I get it, dude. You know,
I already know. I think Leroy's Wi-Fi is out again.
Not the thickerest.
Look at his face. Not the thickerest.
The thickerest would have made him laugh.
Did you hear
Did
that?
Did he hear it?
Nah, he didn't hear any of the jokes. Aww.
I switched back. My electricity came back on, so I switched back to regular Wi-Fi instead of personal hotspot. Yeah,
Shmeetha was on the same page as me. Yep.
What happened?
Called thickerest.
I was referring to myself when I said I flew too close to the sun with Daniel Cormier, and I said I'm like Icarus. And then, of course, Shmeetha and Shmolnik chimes in with,
I already know.
He's thickerous.
Thickerous.
I already do.
They got the playbook at this point, you know? Yeah. When you coach a team this well, you don't even need plays. You know, you just need to look.
There's no audibles.
Nope.
There's no audibles. We all know.
We all know, dude. We all know. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they are back in action tonight. They will try and salvage the series finale against the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Max Meyer is on the hill for the Fish. That gets going at 6:40. Marlins on Deck gets going at 6 o'clock. Marlins made a bunch of roster moves. But most notably, they sent Graham Pauly's ass back to AAA. And
hey, stop.
What?
Stop. Graham Pauly, I mean, like, he's a young fella. He needs time.
He is. He's in Jacksonville. Edilberto Hernandez, he is up with the Fish. They have brought him back. So that is what they're doing. NBA playoffs, give you your schedule tonight. Here's what we got. We have Cavaliers, Pistons, Game 2 from Detroit. The spread tonight, Detroit is a 3.5-point favorite over the Cavs. That's on Amazon Prime. And then tonight, Lakers, Thunder at 9:30, Game 2, OKC. Whew. 15.5-point favorites tonight.
Oh, gosh. That seems like so much. But then I'm thinking, there is no basketball team in the NBA, right, that could stop OKC.
Doesn't feel like it.
When was the last time we saw somebody this dominant? Let's be clear. Even the Warriors lost, and they didn't look this dominant.
When they had KD, like that was
right.
When they had KD, the KD Warriors were this dominant.
All right.
But the thing is, like, that team, you kind of understood it because you're like, oh, yeah, 73-win team, and they added Kevin Durant. Like, this one, they don't even have Jalen Williams right now. He's out with a hamstring. But they're a machine. I mean, they did that last game, and it was the first game Shea had 20 in forever.
Right.
Crazy, man. So you got that tonight. And then on the ice, we have Hurricanes and Flyers, Game 3 in Philadelphia. This one's a big one tonight for the Flyers. And look, come on. I hate Rod Brindamore. He's my next guy. Now that Coach Pooper's out of the playoffs. Can you believe the Hockey Hornet said that he likes John Cooper? You
think that's because he said that? I was waiting for you to stop the entire conversation.
I literally thought that Tobin was going to either lose his mind or just hang up.
Do you think that's because he's a more professional reporter than I am?
Yes! What are you talking about?
Because I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I like podcast boy. No! I'm not doing that. Ridiculous.
He's a little less emotional than you are.
I know. I don't know why. I should be like that. Why can't I be more mature?
Why?
Well.
Yeah, why?
And don't say come listen to Tobin and Leroy and the Silly Sauce if you're more professional. Hmm.
I just, you know, maybe I need to grow up a little bit. I don't know. But I like the way that I am. You know, I don't
really
want to be somebody different.
You go, boy. You should like the way you are.
I am. I like the way that I am. I do.
Do you?
I will do me. And if some people have to get their feelings hurt along the way, that's how it is. But I'm not going to start being like, oh, you know, I have respect for Brad Stevens. Nah, screw that guy.
Your opinion matters, too.
You know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were we talking about?
The NHL playoffs.
Yeah, the NHL playoffs. All right, so beat this Rod Brindamore tonight, all right? Hate his face. So that is your playoff looky-loo tonight. And by the way, Nintendo has announced that Star Fox is coming out for Nintendo Switch 2. You guys like Star Fox?
I used to love Star Fox.
What's Star Fox?
Star Fox is a fox who takes over the intergalactic world trying to save it from criminals with his pals Slippy Toad, Falco, and Peppy Hare. And it was a classic for N64 back in the day, and they've revamped it. He was also in the last Mario Galaxy movie. So Fox McCloud is back.
I haven't seen the movies, but I remember
playing. It might be a little after my time, right?
Perhaps. I don't know. I mean,
it might be a little bit before my time.
It's my time.
You never had N64? It did come out in 96. What did you have, the GameCube? What did you have growing up?
I had a GameCube.
Lame.
Oh, okay. That's really rude. I had DSs.
The hell's that?
I had PlayStations.
Oh, classic. What the hell's a DS?
You don't know what a DS is?
The one that opens up.
I had a Game Boy.
I had a Game Boy too.
Oh, I had a Game Boy.
But my little brother had the DS.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I kept current.
Take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Want to tell you guys one more time today, tomorrow, we're looking forward to seeing all of you guys over at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, which is presented to us by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Just come on by. You guys can hobnob with us, all right? There'll be no minus ones for hobnobbery at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, unless, of course, I'm late on stage for something they need me for. True. But other than that, no minus ones for hobnobbery at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars tomorrow. Excited to have you all there. You guys can enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate, and it's free. The event is free. You imagine what it's like to get an event free down here in South Florida these days? I mean, you know, you got to sell a kidney just to go to F1. It's ridiculous over here. So, we got this for you guys. We're looking forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. And I haven't even told you the best part yet. Davion Mitchell is going to be there from your Miami Heat. Excited to see him. Excited to see Bernie. Excited to see the Heat dancers. All there to have a good time for all of Heat Nation and all our South Florida sports fans. So excited. I'm sure we'll have some playoff action on the screens there. We'll have some Marlins action on the screens there. Hey! You better not lose a series to the Nationals, all right? What am I yelling for? They're all children. Young team. I'm not having reasonable reactions to things.
You're not.
Anyway, see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk, and it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Four brands, one location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. Maybe I'll gamble on them tonight, Leroy. That'll make me feel better. I don't know.
No, it won't.
It's not going to make you feel better. So. You haven't won one bet.
That's not true. I won a bet on the first game of the series.
Can I tell you why he doesn't win?
Why?
Because we'll have a good bet going, and then out of the blue, he'll throw something else in there.
But
it's
worked.
It an instant loser.
Okay, but those legs of his parlays are the ones that actually hit. It's like the other. Oh, he's upset.
Are you okay? What's going on? What did you see?
I'm fine.
He's He's upset.
He's not fine.
He's not okay.
Fine. No bigs. Just.
I don't want to send that. I don't want to show this to Brittany. She's going to get upset.
No, what?
Reuben Bain has arrived for Buccaneers rookie camp.
No.
And he's wearing a Warren Sapp jersey.
Oh.
He's wearing the Warren Sapp jersey. He looks so
That's
cool.
That's goosey.
He's wearing it backwards, too, so you guys know.
That's goosey.
That stinks.
You got a guy wearing an Eichenberg jersey.
When you put it that way.
It's terrible.
It really hurts.
The kids wear them backwards now, right?
Name the kids wear them backwards now. Yeah. That's the thing.
Cute.
That's a thing. Man. All right. Well, that didn't
stink. I think we should have a bet. You should have to wear my jersey to the next event.
No, I have to bet. I would love to wear your jersey.
Yeah, like, what's the problem?
Can I wear Michigan? No, I don't want to wear a Browns jersey. Oh, can I wear it? Or Vikings? What do you got? What do you got in the holster? Ravens send you good stuff.
They don't send jersey. They sent me a plaque this year, and guess what it says on it? Original Raven.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Dade South says it would have been Jason Taylor's jersey down here.
Don't rub it in.
Coach JT.
Don't rub, like, they're putting salt in the wound.
Wow.
You know, both guys could have.
Just when you thought you were getting over it.
Both guys could have.
I thought I was getting
careers.
Over it. I thought I was more mature.
Both guys could have successful careers, and it just depends on what was needed more.
What about the swag, dude?
Leroy, I don't want to be logical right now.
I'm feeling.
Let me feel.
You know what? Tobin just parked out front. You can hop in his car and ride in Unreasonable.
Yep. Come along, Brittany. Don't care what the gas prices are.
High.
They're so high. They just keep going up.
By the way, y'all want me to give you a little?
Yeah. Give me a PSA. I'm about to gamble away my tank of gas here. So
if you go to text 711-711.
If you're going to give the cone that I gave you that you guys ignored me for.
No. Text all in. You get 50% off of your next every gallon.
Man, Liam Hicks is at plus 900 tonight.
On the 7th and the 11th. Today is the 7th.
Say it one more time.
711-711.
Mm-hmm.
All in. Jerry Jones. All in.
I'm all in.
You get 50% off.
Yeah, Leroy, it says, thanks for texting 7-Eleven. We didn't understand your message.
Okay.
Dade South says we just texted double middle fingers. What do you think about going Liam Hicks again for another home run tonight, plus 900? He's come through the last two times, but I mean, is that too many home runs?
I feel like that's too many.
Too many home runs. All right, fair enough.
But every time I tell you not to do something, it ends up happening, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. You should listen to me.
Look,
should I bet
you
Max?
Ready? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Sure.
What does that say?
You don't have to put it that close. Your text is big enough for all of us to see.
Hmm. Wait, I want to see what you wrote.
It says you are all in.
No.
I text all in.
That's the text they sent you. I want to see the one you sent them.
No, I text to 711-711. I text all in. It replied, you are all in.
All right, riveting.
Not my fault you can't follow directions, Jennifer.
I did.
Don't you wish he was this passionate about the Marlins as he was for promo codes?
Seriously.
50 cents a gallon. You best believe.
It keeps saying, we don't understand your
message.
We could
win a tank of gas if you would bet the Marlins with me properly.
Not following your lead.
See you later. If you guys missed it, Bobby Marks joined us earlier in the program. We talked all things Miami Heat offseason, Giannis, Ja. He thinks we're getting Kawhi. He thinks we're getting Kawhi, dude. Kind of. It's kind of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot of things Miami Heat with the great Bobby Marks from ESPN. He joins us next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.